Our guest this segment is Donald Bowers II, Assistant Vice President with the Houston branch of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. Welcome to Sunday Morning Live.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And I got a question I'm sure that everybody wants to know. Because, you know, I'm channeling you folks. This is the Federal Reserve branch of Dallas. Why is it in Houston?
Well, the Federal Reserve is set up with a decentralized management structure. We've got 12 head offices and 24 branches across the country. And we just happen to be in the same region with the Dallas Fed.
Okay.
And so we're a branch. There's a branch in San Antonio, and there's a branch in El Paso.
Okay.
Mr. Bowers, why don't you break that down for us a little bit more? What exactly is the Federal Reserve?
Oh, that's even a better question. Some people may recognize our chairman, Ben Bernanke, from the news. He's a part of and leads what we call the Federal Open Market Committee. They're responsible for establishing monetary policy that tries to sustain long-term economic growth, tries to keep unemployment as low as possible. And then on the other side of life, we're involved a lot at the local level. We manage currency, payment systems. I see the look in the eyes here in the studio. Currency, yes, we have the second largest vault in the United States here at the Houston Fed.
That's over there on Allen Parkway.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And then we try to help educate the community, which is why we're here today. Through our research, through our community development efforts, our economic education programs, we even provide tours to school groups and other professional groups that want to come and see some of the Fed operations firsthand. You can go to our website, dallasfed.org, and get the information to register for a tour.
But didn't realize you all did that much in the community.
It's an unknown jewel, I think, in the community. People don't, the Federal Reserve is not necessarily in this for visibility. We do this because we understand that the fundamentals of economic growth start at the regional level. And we are able to use our influence, if you will, or our reputational capital to help bring partners together. Just like here with Money Week, we're bringing together over 100 partners from the greater Houston area to help promote financial education during the month of April.
Okay. And you're a native of Houston?
Yes, sir. Born and raised.
I thought so. Well, where did you go to high school?
C.E. King High School. Graduated from Rice University.
Yeah.
Played football there.
All right.
And master's degree from Sam Houston.
Oh, man, you should have played for the Oilers or the Texans or something, you know?
Sound like my dad.
But we like the fact that you're involved with the Federal Reserve and you're here to tell us more about it. So tell us Money Week. What is that? What is...
Well, we joined up together with a group of organizations here in Houston about 6 years ago with the idea that the president will typically designate April as Financial Literacy Month. And what we find is that too often, especially people who are in low, moderate income levels, are not sufficiently educated to deal with personal finance. And it gets more and more complicated every year. And it seems like the people who are most vulnerable are those that are on the lower end of the economic chain.
Yeah, and it is so obvious that, it speaks for itself. Subprime credit. Think about the housing meltdown and all the folks that, in my opinion, were taken advantage of doing that subprime the crisis leading up to it, getting involved in mortgages that they really could not afford.
That's a very good point.
But you know what? It's not just people who are what we would consider poor. You have families who have, African-American families who have really good credit that are still steered into subprime mortgages, into subprime lending rates, whether they realize it or not.
Well, you know, some of our research shows that in a general survey, greater than 65% of respondents say that they do not have a budget. And that goes beyond income level.
I can see that.
Also, you know, 50% report not having savings enough to deal with 1 month worth of their bills. You know, if they had a healthcare emergency or some other reason why they couldn't work, they're not able to take care of at least 1 month worth of bills through their personal savings.
How many months should a family have?
Well, you know, we would encourage you to work toward having a goal in the 6 month range. Mm. But it's you have to start and build up to get to that point. It's not something that you can just do overnight. And so that's why the education programs have been developed to try to give people tools to help them address those concerns, you know.
Now, Houston, we're calling this Financial Literacy Week or Houston Money Week?
It's Houston Money Week.
Okay.
And so you can go on the internet to HoustonMoneyWeek.org. And you will find dozens of events and activities across the city. They're going to start on April the 6th, which is a Saturday, and run through Saturday, April the 13th.
Okay. Now, are the events all in one place?
No, they are all over the city. And what we're encouraging people to do is to find the events that are closest to them, but also to find those events that match their interests. You know, as Val just mentioned, you know, something that's very, very common is credit scores are not as strong as they could be in our community, particularly in the African-American and Hispanic community. And so if you're an individual with a credit score that's less than 700, you could be considered subprime. Okay, so subprime, what does that mean? Well, if you're getting a mortgage on a home that's valued at $125,000, if you get a prime loan, you might get a rate closer to 3.5%, and your monthly payment would be about $560 a month.
Before taxes and insurance.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if you get a loan at 4.25%, your payment would go up to $615 a month.
Wow, that's the light bill.
It's a $55 a month difference, and some may say, well, that, you know, that's not that big of a difference.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Depending upon what your income level is, that's a lot of money. And then over the life of a loan, that's $20,000.
Right.
And so a $20,000 difference, I think none of us would walk by $20,000 land on the ground.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What are some of the other events that will be happening during Money Week?
Well, actually, on April the 6th, you all will be helping us kick off a walk with the Houston Association of Realtors, the Hispanic Realtors Association here in Houston. We're going to be out at Bear Creek Park. That's going to be at 8 a.m. We're going to have a good turnout of people there to kind of start the week to get things rolling. But we have several events. You know, one of the things that we find too is that young people have a harder time, you know, being taught those financial skills. As parents don't understand them, then children have a harder time getting those skills. And so we're going to be over at the Aldine Grease Point area, YMCA, teaching kids about money. The lessons are going to be there from April the 8th through April the 11th, and they're going to be every evening from 4 to 6. We're going to be working with students over at Fur High School from April 8th through the 12th, working on not just understanding finances and personal finances, but understanding financial careers. One of the other things that we see is that, you know, students from our community have a hard time bridging the gap to get into financial careers. So we'll be doing that as well.
Okay. And let's see, we have and credit scores. That's going to be a big one.
Yes, sir. Actually, yeah, as I was mentioning, you know, there's a recent survey that was completed by the Corporation for Enterprise Development. And they found that in the state of Texas, 65% of Texans have credit that would be considered subprime, below that 700 marker.
Will they be able to get their credit reports and scores at the event?
There will be several events like that. One example will be over at the Horizon Outreach Center. That's over on the North Sam Houston Parkway. We're going to be there on Wednesday, April the 10th. That will be one of the places where we'll be doing credit counseling and credit scoring. We actually work with an organization called the Credit Coalition. The Credit Coalition is the actual beneficiary of the proceeds from the walk. They provide free of charge or minimal cost counseling services, depending upon income, to help folks get a better handle on building that good financial profile that they need.
Now, this is great. Again, that event is going to be going from the 6th through the
13th.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And for folks to get, it's free, no cost, right?
No cost.
Okay.
We do ask you to register. You can go online to, again, HoustonMoneyWeek.org. We're also using the United Way to help us with phone communication. So if you dial the United Way 211 number, they'll be able to help you with information on classes in your area.
Okay, folks, I hope that's enough information for you. You better, you know, we want to help you to get your credit intact. It's all about the Benjamins. We want you to keep as many of them as you can. You know, build, have a savings account, improve your credit so you don't have to spend as much money. You can leave those payday loans and borrow from
them. Right, and also try to steer your young people into financial careers. Just make them aware of finance and education and help them. That's what I definitely try to do with my daughter.
Money. It's all about the money.
Important.
More. Yeah, hey. Save. And how about savings? Is savings going down? Is it going up? How's it right now?
You know, there's a balance. You know, one of the things that we heard earlier when the mayor was on is how well Houston is doing. And Houston is doing very well. But there's also part of our community that is not doing as well.
You know?
And so savings is definitely something we need to encourage.
All righty. We're talking with Benjamin Bowers II, Assistant Vice President of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, Houston Branch. We want to thank you for being a part of the program.
Mr. Donald Bowers.
Oh, he gave me Ben Franklin's name.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Got money on my mind.
And you mind on your money. I understand.
And your website, once again,
is HoustonMoneyWeek.org.
All right. Thank you so much.